For the Lord would say, don't faint, don't be downhearted, don't be in despair if they will not walk with you, don't be confused if they are not with you but against you. For have I not said that it is not you they reject, but me? They reject the good message of salvation, because they do not see it as a good message. They do not see that I am the way, the life, and the truth. For they look for other, and they look for other things. And they look for those things that are only momentary, that will not last, that will fade away. But you, my people, have found a pearl of great price. Cherish it. Hold on to it. Never give it away. Never flirt with it. Because what you have received, money cannot buy, says the Lord. And therefore cherish these things within your heart. Know that flesh and blood can never reveal these things. And that is why you are not of this world, says the Lord. And this is why you do not fit in. And do not try to fit in. Do not try to befriend the world, flirt with the world. For it will always be opposed and against you. For you are of the Spirit, says the Lord, and not of the world. And therefore, my people, do not be downcast. Do not be confused. Do not wonder why. For at times it will seem that you walk on your own. At times it will seem as though none go with you. At times it will seem very lonely, says the Lord. But that is the way that I trod. That is the way I also walked. And when my final hour, when going to the cross, none went with me. For they were the times of loneliness. But that passed, said the Lord. For my Father raised me up. And so these things that you go through, and these emotions and these feelings, they will pass. For as my Father did not leave me, so he does not leave you, says the Lord. And it might seem in your flesh as though we have left you, but we have not. For we are there working in you both to will do for my good pleasure. Therefore do not be downhearted, but know that the Lord has gone before and trod the path. And he knows all what you go through. He knows every footstep that you take. So do not be downcast. Do not be surprised, says the Lord. Because you walk by faith and not by sight. And therefore, I have trained you over the years. I have nurtured you in my word, that you will meet such trials, and you will not be surprised by those trials. You will not be knocked over by them, but you will know that that is the way into the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, my people, continue looking to me. Keep your eyes set upon me. Do not look to this world and what is coming upon this world and what is soon to be seen. I say this to warn you, for as yet you have not really seen what is about to happen and the darkness that is about to come upon this place, upon this world, and upon this land. Therefore, my people, consider these words, what I say to you, for they are words of gravity. They are words of seriousness. This is not a time for laughing, but this is a time of being serious, because great darkness is now coming upon the land. And you are going to see hearts failing. You are going to see fear manifesting like you have never seen before, a fear that will cause torment, a fear that will cause hysteria, a fear that will lash out, a fear that will kill and mutilate. But I have not put fear in you, but love and a sound mind. Therefore stand in these hours and continue to walk by faith, and do not think it strange what is about to happen, says the Lord.